Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
Hi, Ange. Morning. Hey. Good to see you again. You too. If you could please start us through with the team news. Anything has changed after last night?
Look, it's short turnaround. Hard to say. Obviously, I feel the lads still feeling the effects of the game. I'll have a better picture probably this afternoon. I don't think, knock on wood, there's anything significant come out of it, but we'll get a better idea this afternoon.
If you compare this season to last season, Spurs managed to really raise the bar. There's no question about it. What do you think happened last night? It felt like a very not typical Spurs performance.
Yeah, we weren't great. I think I said that after the game. Nowhere near the levels of sort of energy we usually show in games, particularly with the defensive side of our game. Our pressing's been pretty consistent all year. You know, our football's fluctuated, but yeah, I felt especially in the first half didn't show the same energy and intent in our defensive work. But as I said after the game, that's my responsibility. I've got to have a look at how I'm preparing a team, and you know, the teams are putting it out there.
A derby defeat is always difficult. Experiencing two of those in 4 days' time must be even more challenging for the players. What do you sense from them in terms of their confidence levels, and also how hurt they are and want to react on Sunday?
Yeah, look, I'm sure they're hurt, but you know, it's also part of the process. You know, it's not going to change. It's not going to, you know, you're not going to have less derbies next year, or you know, the big games will always be big games. And you know, you need to, like I said, feel the pain, but understand that that sort of intensity will always be there when you're representing this football club.
Most likely that on Sunday will be your last time facing Jürgen Klopp in the Premier League. If you look at his nearly 9 years at Liverpool, what impressed you the most? Not only the achievements, but what he's done as a whole in the club.
Yeah, look, he's had a massive impact. I've said before that I've always kind of been drawn to managers who are a little bit different, who play the game a bit differently, or you know, have a real clear identity and clear vision. Jürgen certainly has that. I mean, it's not easy going into a big club that traditionally has had a lot of success and gone through a real, you know, tough spell in terms of that, and come in and you know, transform the club the way he did. It's a credit to him. He's an outstanding manager. I'm sure we'll see him back and, you know, managing at the top level again, because he's one of the top managers in the world. And like I said, the credit to him that it's such a big club, he was able to, you know, imprint his own style, vision, and bring success.
Charlie.
Hi, yesterday you talked about some of the players that felt like they've lost a lot of belief and conviction. It was what you said after. Just wondered if you've, like, now a bit more time to ruminate on that, thought about why that might be the case.
There's a number of reasons, and they're all maybe individual, so it's not a kind of blanket, but it's not surprising either, because you know, it's part of the nature of change. You know, change is difficult. It's relentless. It's uncompromising. It's challenging. It doesn't leave you a lot of leeway for you know, to feel comfortable. So it's part of that process, and you know, obviously my job is to navigate through that.
Because I think at the start of the season, a lot of people expected there might be a slow start, and then, you know, we kind of see things picking up. It's obviously been the other way around. Has that been a surprise to you, and is that a concern to you?
No. Every job I've taken has had tough bits, sometimes at the start, sometimes in the middle, sometimes at the end. But no, nothing surprised me, and it's a necessary part of it, you know. It's it's how you grow. You know, you don't grow through just thinking everything's going to run smoothly. So you need to go through these times and find out more about yourself.
Obviously, you'll have learned a lot about the players, you know, not just in the good times, but especially in these bad times. Has that changed your view of kind of what's needed in the summer? I know you said that targets were decided a long time ago, but has that changed?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I mean, I'd be very surprised if you have heard me in this room from day one saying that we are still not a long way off. I think I've been pretty consistent. And if somebody can show me where I haven't said that, even when we were going well at the start, I still think we're a long way off. That being said, you always want to maintain a competitiveness through that building process, because at a big club, I don't think you can afford to drop off the pace too much, because then it doesn't allow you the possibility of continued growth. So I've always balanced that off, but I think I've been very, very consistent saying we've still got a long way to go.
And just on, you were saying there about, you know, it's what you're trying to do, players have to, it's uncomfortable for them constantly. Do you think some players have kind of shirked that, or that they don't, the last few games suggest they're not willing to put themselves out of their comfort zone again and again?
No, I don't think so. I don't think anyone's shirked it. I don't think it's through a lack of effort or desire, but it's like I said, if you haven't been put in that situation before, it is confronting, it is challenging, and it's how you navigate your way through that. And like I said, it's sometimes on an individual basis. My kind of role in that is always the collective, about the environment, how we can create an environment where, you know, they feel like they can embrace that challenge. But, you know, I don't think it's for a want of trying. I really don't. I don't think it's through a lack of effort in any way, because I always kind of measure that with, you know, the way we're training and the way, you know, and the way we're sort of playing in games. Like I said, last night was disappointing from a, you know, defensive pressing aspect, because that's been pretty consistent all year. So that was the one area where I was really disappointed with. But in general, the lads are still trying to play and still trying to sort of embed our principles.
I'll finish the section with George, please.
Hi, Ange. I mean, you've had sort of highs and lows over the last couple of months. How much of a concern is it that it doesn't feel like you sort of know what Tottenham's going to turn up, the one that won at Villa or sort of the one that lost kind of last night in that kind of manner?
It's not a concern. It's part of the process. As I said, it's where we're at. You need to understand that when there is change, as I said, it's not easy. It's not smooth. It's not supposed to be. It's, if you're really going to build for success, you need to go through tough times. You know, you don't go out trying to manufacture them. You don't create the tough times on purpose, but you have to go through them. And you know, if somebody can show me a team that hasn't been through a tough spell when they're building something, I'll be very surprised, because it's a necessary part of the process. You know, you need to go through that. You need to understand how you're going to deal with that, who deals with it well, who doesn't deal with it well, from a football perspective, from a club perspective, from a staff perspective. All those kind of things reveal themselves, and that's part of the process.
And you've said quite a few times that next season you want the team to be in that position to challenge Arsenal, challenge City. I mean, how far off do you feel like you are of that right now?
I just finished saying we're a long way off, but that doesn't mean we can't challenge next year. Like, it doesn't. I don't know which other way to put it. I think in terms of the team I want us to be, we're a fair way off, but I'm not dismissing the fact that we have to be competitive and have to challenge for success every year I'm here. I'm not going to dismiss any year as just a building year. Every year is a building year to get to where we want to, but it's also an opportunity for us to have success, as it was this year. We've fallen short of that.
And a different sort of subject. Sonny's played a lot of games this season. I mean, the team hasn't had a long season in terms of games, but Sonny's played a lot of international games. Are you kind of looking at him with any temptation to rest him over these next week or so? Because it feels like he's running empty a little bit.
Yeah, look, it's been a big challenge for Sonny this year on a lot of fronts, not just the game, the leadership. So it's only natural that, you know, there'd be at some point where, again, he's got to embrace this challenge. You know, it's not going to change. There isn't a point if you want to be successful, where the relentlessness of that changes. So you need to embrace that. You need to understand that. And knowing Sonny, he will do just that. He will find a way to work his way through.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.